Grammar Girl here. A listener named Joe wants to know whether he should say, there is a couch and a coffee table in the room, or there are a couch and a coffee table in the room. His question, which I'll answer in a minute, brings up an interesting quirk about the word there. One of the most common ways to organize an English sentence is to put the subject first and the verb second. That's how it works in sentences such as I cooked and Pat threw up. The pronoun I and the noun Pat are the subjects and they come first, and the verbs cooked and threw up come second. We're all very comfortable with sentences that use this pattern, even if we're not all comfortable with my cooking. The word there can function as both a noun and a pronoun. But even though there comes first and is followed by a verb in sentences such as there are a couch and a coffee table in the room, there isn't the subject, and that's why Joe is confused. Sentences beginning with there are and there is are using a different kind of sentence structure called an expletive construction. You can get a sense of how expletive sentences are different from the more common subject-verb sentence structure because if you swap in another noun for the word there, the meaning changes. For example, let's create a similar sentence with a different noun in place of there. Instead of there is a couch and a coffee table, let's try Bob is a couch and a coffee table. The new noun, Bob, is clearly the subject and drives our verb choice. I'm making some sort of weird statement about Bob actually being a couch and a coffee table. Bob is a couch and a coffee table. And the verb choice is clear to native English speakers. You'd never be tempted to say, Bob are a couch and a coffee table. But when the sentence starts with there instead of Bob, it's easier to get confused. You think there is the subject, but you also sense that something seems different or wrong. In the expletive sentence, the pronoun there is just filling up space. It's kind of hanging out, pointing to what's going on in the other part of the sentence. It's not the subject. The subject is actually a couch and a coffee table. It's a compound subject since it has two nouns connected by the word and, which makes it plural, but it's still a subject. And it's always the subject of a sentence that drives your verb choice, even if the subject isn't at the beginning of the sentence. Now that you know that the subject is a couch and a coffee table, and that it's plural, it's easy to choose the right verb, are. Plural subjects take plural verbs. Cookies are good. Trees are tall. A couch and a coffee table are in the room. There are a couch and coffee table in the room. Did you hear what I did with the last two sentences? In the first one, I used the common sentence order and put the subject first. A couch and a coffee table are in the room. In the second one, I flipped it around and added a there are to make an expletive sentence. There are a couch and a coffee table in the room. Although I believe this suggestion is often taken to extremes, many sources say that expletive sentences are bad style and should be avoided. And you can see from the example how easy it is to get rid of the word there and rephrase the sentence. There is a couch and a coffee table in the room. Easily becomes a couch and a coffee table are in the room. If you want to go wild, you could even use a more descriptive verb and write, a couch and a coffee table sit in the room. Or, a couch and a coffee table grace the room. When you're editing your work and find a sentence that starts with there are or there is, see if rewording it would make your work better. Often it does. I've put some exercises on the website at quickanddirtytips.com for people who want to practice fixing sentences like these. You'll find them at Grammar Girl episode 278, or you can search for expletive sentences. And if you decide to keep a sentence with a there is or there are at the beginning, the trick to figuring out what verb to use is to find the real subject of the sentence. It's not at the beginning. Thanks again to our sponsor, GoToMeeting. They help you easily hold meetings, and you can help us when you use the code PODCAST to get your free trial at GoToMeeting.com. I also have a special announcement for people who have the iPhone or Android app. When you update to the latest version, our developers tell me that you now will have the option to play all Grammar Girl episodes in a row without hitting play each time, and it's a setting you can turn on and off. Also, the update will make the app work on the iPad, so don't forget to get the free update to the newest version of the app. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and if you liked this podcast, you'll love my books, The Grammar Devotional and Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.